The next level investor is the saver. You know, this is actually what most of us probably were at kids. Unfortunately, most of the people that most of us had as role models in regards to money were our parents, grandparents, maybe an aunt and uncle, teachers, people at church, etc. And the problem is most of these people had one thing in common. They were poor. And when I say poor, I'm including middle class, because in my opinion, middle class is poor as well. And so you've got these people teaching people how to use money, but they didn't know anything. I mean, I can remember that the essence of the words of wisdom I learned as a child and a young teen, which is where we learn most of our stuff in life, unfortunately, is that my mom used to have this plan. This was my mom's strategy. Wonderful lady, but here was her strategy. When her checkbook got completely out of control, she would close the account and open a new one. So this is obviously not a very shrewd strategy, but that's what she did. And the main thing that I learned is I learned to save. I was taught, you know, save up to buy a bike, save up to buy a car. You know, you want to save up for a down payment on that first house.
But that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, saving is a good thing, but you can't get rich saving.
And the reason is?
Well, there's six primary reasons. So, like, I had a grandfather. Now, he's been in heaven for almost 30 years now. He was a heck of a guy. And for him, saving worked. But he lived back, you know, those quote-unquote good old days, the golden days. And so back when he worked, I mean, six things were really different. First of all, housing. In my grandfather's generation, some of you might be your parents' generation, some of you, we could be talking great-grandparents now, but back in those days, people bought a house and they lived in it and they paid it off. Houses cost about 15 to 20% of their income. Today, if you're living in any major city in the world, you're spending 40 to 50% of your household income servicing the house. That would be the debt, the utilities, the maintenance, et cetera. So that's a big change. You know, the other thing is consumption. Man, we've changed. You know, in the last couple of generations, we've become voracious consumers around the globe. And so, you know, today we flip through the pages of a magazine, we watch a TV commercial, we listen to the radio, and it's like instantly we must have that which we did not know existed. And so we consume like never before. So the levels of debt we carry are just incredible. You know, income taxes, they're a bigger burden than they used to be. People are giving a bigger chunk. They're giving, you know, 25%, 30%, 40% of what they make is going straight in taxes.
What impact does that have on the issue of saving,
then? Well, what it has is that we can't save our way, because even when we make money on the savings, the government still takes a big cut. And so it just kills us. You know, the other thing is the problem with saving is that people fell back on Social Security in the old days. And now when Social Security was put together in the early 30s, it was a great system. But there's a couple things that are different. First of all, when Social Security was put together, you had, for every one person that got benefits, 17 contributed. Today, it's 2.5 people contributing for every one that gets a check. So obviously, we've got a funding issue going on. The other thing is when Social Security started, the average male in America died at 62. Benefits began at 65. So this was a great program. Most people were dead before they could even get it. Today, people live too long from a point of view of Social Security. They're living into their 80s. Consistently, we see people all the time, 80, 85, 90 years old. And so the money's dwindling. The other thing that's changed fundamentally in this generation is retirement plans. In the good old days, companies gave you a retirement. People worked at the same job for 20 plus years. They retired, they got a pension. That doesn't happen anymore. Very few companies offer pensions. It's now about us having to self-fund things like, you know, super plans, 401k plans. We have to do our own deal. The other thing is, just when it comes right down to it, is that with inflation as the sixth factor, is we can't count on our money even keeping up with the inflation that's in the bank. So essentially the problem is with savings, unless you got a couple $1 million in the bank right now, there's no way realistically you're going to be able to save your way to wealth.
So that's our third level, is the saver.
Yeah, third level is the saver. The